Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. So many experts and gurus and people yapping at you all the time. Thank you so much for taking the time. I feel flattered that you would take the time to listen to this podcast. Hey, I will not let you down. I'm here every single day providing you the place to go. For those of us who have this love and this passion for bodybuilding training, for life, to improve our overall quality of life, to improve ourselves. And this is your safe place to go. This is your ritual in this world where it seems like you're going for your dreams. Nobody seems to understand. Here's a place where you can connect with somebody who's going in that same direction, striving for a better quality of life, both inside and outside the gym. And who knows, maybe there's something on this podcast through my experiences that can make your journey a lot easier. And if it's something that you can't relate to, maybe you'll just find it entertaining. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast and making it a ritual of yours, a daily ritual. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective. Man, I've just put my heart, my soul, my life into Mass Machine Nutrition, and I really appreciate your support. That's definitely the next phase of my life. I mean, if you've seen the pictures on the internet, you know my story, you know how much I put into my bodybuilding and training career and coaching. Well, that's all continuing, the coaching especially. And now that same passion, that same effort is providing you with the best, highest quality supplements. I really am working hard to make Mass Machine Nutrition your supplement company. And I get up every single morning. This is the first thing I do, is I connect with you in this manner. We talk about things that have nothing to do with supplements, right? So you may think, well, gee, Skip, you know, you say you want to have the best supplement company. Why aren't you talking about supplements? That's an excellent question. And I'll just tell you the truth. Sometimes I wonder that myself. It's like, man, only so many hours a day. How do I best allocate my time? But I am totally convinced, you know, going through this process for so many years, through the bodybuilding training process, pushing my physique, learning about nutritional supplements, learning about training, nutrition, everything that goes along with it. I understand that if you can't bring out the passion, you don't have someone who you can connect with, who can shine the light on why you want to make this bodybuilding training, this health, this fitness, this self-improvement, your man-formation, something important. If someone, some influence, some inspiration, some mentor can't bring out your passion, then you're not going to use the supplements. You're not going to get the most out of them. You're certainly not going to know enough about training or nutrition or how to put the whole lifestyle together to get the most out of it. So I look at this time that we connect as just as important as all the science, all the research, all the manufacturing considerations that I do every single day, 10, 15 hours a day, every single day for Mass Machine Nutrition. I want you to be the total package, and even with the highest quality supplements, it's not going to happen unless we talk about the things that we talk about in this podcast. Plus, as you can tell, I really, really enjoy it. You know, speaking of these podcasts, when, you know, I started these a month ago, this is podcast number 31, where I said, all right, this is what I'm going to commit to. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to connect more, share my stories in a way more than sets and reps, and this is the best avenue. Part of my plan, too, is to have YouTube-type videos, have a YouTube-type presence, take you with me, I don't know, through my workday, in the gym, even some of the things that I talk about here, just saying them into a camera, right? So a YouTube-type presence. And so now that we've been doing this podcast, I need your help. I want to know what you think about that. Because, you know, as far as these podcasts for me, just getting up in the morning, you know, after I've done all the work, I've learned the whole systems, how to get them to you in the highest quality, in the most efficient manner, on the websites, all of that type of the programming part of it. You know, now that you've made this a ritual, you probably have your way of, you know, downloading it at a certain time, how you listen to it. You know, again, I talk about this new smartphone that I got. I mean, God, the sound, the ease, surfing on the internet, how it's, technology has made things so easy. You know, part of my ritual and my system, my checklist of becoming the best that I can be, even with these podcasts, is after I'm done with these podcasts, then I go to the gym and I'm listening to this podcast, how it came across. And I'm just amazed the sound and the quality. You got to remember something. I've been on the internet, had my first website in 1997. So we're at a point right now where, okay, all of this stuff is amazing how we connect. But boy, the quality now, the quality, the ease. So it's not now, it's not about information anymore. It's not even about quality information. Now it's all on us. If we want to learn, if we want to take our lives to the next level, it's not about not having the information anymore or having some crude delivery system. It's all about us now, actually following through, being able to focus. And that's the biggest thing, focus, our attention span. You know, it's not just finding, oh, let's just download all these free ebooks and download all these podcasts and never get to them. I mean, number one, we have to get to them, all right? And then we have to focus in on one coach or one mentor at a time and just go through the whole process of how they live, how they breathe, how they think. And we have to do it for a long enough period of time so we can totally absorb the information that they're giving us, the expertise, if we really want to make use out of it. So the pressure is really on us now. There's no more excuses. If you want to master an area of your life, there is more than like the information that you need out there. Now it's just a matter of you actually doing the work. So when it comes to YouTube videos, do you guys want YouTube videos too? I'm starting to think that with these podcasts, you know, everybody has to have their USP, their unique selling point, right? Everybody in the fitness industry has YouTube videos, right? How many have podcasts that you can connect with them every single day? How many of them, you know, talk about the things that we talk about here? So maybe this is my USP. Maybe I just need to get better and better at this. Maybe with you, all the help that you give me with your liking and sharing and telling your friends and making comments, maybe I should just stick to these podcasts. Maybe I should just have some videos. You know, as you know, I mentioned this a few times, is that the problem that I have with the information out there from the fitness experts is that, you know, once the basics, the things that make everybody successful, I mean, the real fundamentals, once those are explained, I mean, that's 90% of the battle, right? And then it's you taking those fundamentals, that information, and it's you become better and better at it, all right? So someone tells you, I just posted a video last night on the bodybuilding.com message board about rep speed, all right? I've had things about warming up, all right? I have all these basic fundamentals that everybody needs to be conscious of, right? See, after that point, it's not just, okay, show me a new video. It's like, you know, how do I perfect the warming up process to become most effective and efficient with my time and energy, right? It's no longer about, okay, I know it. It's about how do I become better and more efficient at this warm-up process, or how do I really use this rep speed so I can control the negative to get the most out of every single rep? It's not, oh, I watched a video and now I know it, show me something else, right? So it's these fundamentals and then taking them to higher and higher levels. You have a certain understanding, a certain level of ability and execution right now. A year from now, if you focus on it, you become better and better at the same information, right? So the challenge I have with some of these YouTube videos when they get on their channel is then they have to think of something new and exciting and different once the basics, the fundamentals that really work, the things that really matter, once those are done, now they have to come up with something controversial or something different or bash somebody else. And those are their latest videos, right? And so, you know, they get all these new subscribers watching their video and they come into all the small points, but someone new who's new into this bodybuilding and training, into fitness, all they see are all those extra things that, oh, I got to come with a video today, right? So I have a real challenge with that part of it. I really believe someone has a YouTube channel, they really only, I mean, 50, if they just worked on what it takes to succeed as far as in the gym, right? And even with eating, I mean, 50, I'll give them 60 videos is probably all they need. Everything after that is not the basic, the 90% stuff that can help everybody succeed. And that's where people get confused. You know, they talk about, like fake naturals, or even one that I saw that was very informative about, you know, how to get sponsored, right? People who are just going in the process, those things might be interesting. They can also be distracting because those aren't the basics, right? So that's one my one reservation about getting into videos is that it'll distract you. Well, maybe not you, but people who are coming into it from the basics, right? And I can't just keep on saying the basics and basics over again, or can I, right? Maybe I can just get better and better at explaining those to you. So what do you think? Maybe a smattering, a few videos here or there. This type of message, I think in this format, podcast, can be really effective. You can do it while you're training, while you're doing your cardio, while you're going about your day, while you're driving, right? So give me your thoughts on that. Again, thank you so much for liking, sharing, commenting. We're really getting the message out. Going by the numbers, this community is growing. A lot more people listening to this podcast, and it's because of you. It's because you're just doing simple things like liking on a Facebook, sharing it, commenting on it, like on the bodybuilding.com message board. You know, you're talking about a podcast, and that's other people are influenced. Oh, wow, this guy, this is... Okay, Skip, obviously, he's going to think his podcast is so great and it's going to help me. But this guy, wow, it's seeing, he's telling Skip how what he took out of it or the story that he liked. It's creating some validation. So I appreciate those comments. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, all right, go over to skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com, and then click on podcast. Right, and then you'll see this podcast or the other podcast, same ones that you hear on iTunes, and you'll see links to the bodybuilding.com message board that I'm talking about where I have all these questions that are answers, all these tips, all these videos. So anything I talk about, for those of you on iTunes, go over to skiplacour.com and you'll see links to get you to anything that I talk about. I want to give a shout out to Sonia Bucko Goodard. Sonia, thank you so much for your comments. Very nice of you. Sonia has been a follower, a student for a long time. Now, Sonia, if I'm not correct, your name, you had a different name. I believe it was Madison before. And you're probably wondering, how can I remember that? She's been so long. Is that you know, all the products, I talk about the hustle. I talk about, you know, making it, having this level of knowledge, this level of experience that I'm sharing with you. It took a lot of risk maybe that you don't see, quitting my job instead of hanging on to the security of it and having 40 plus hours of my week dedicated to, I don't know, whatever job I would have, whether that's in the grocery store or, you know, working at a corporate office. Over these years, I've been able to dedicate that time that I would have spent there to helping me master bodybuilding training, fitness, the mindset, and most importantly, how to become a better coach helping you, how to communicate more effectively over all these years. And so, you know, part of all the hustle, and I've talked about, you know, this whole journey, this fitness journey. And if you want to know, if you want me to do a podcast talking about all the ups and downs and all rounds of this fitness business, I think you might find it very interesting and very entertaining. Even if you're never going to be in the fitness business, hey, that's cool. That's not my thing. I think there's a lot of life lessons that you can learn. I'll start from the start to the finish. And I can tell you this, it's probably nothing like you imagined, right? No matter know, how I present myself in this podcast or my website or the magazine articles or whatever images you see, how I was able to put this all together was very challenging. Everything didn't work out. I'm still working my butt off. It's just like any industry, you know, there's a challenge. So, but one of the stories that I want to talk about, and this is why I remember you, Sonia, is because I've asked myself probably three questions, you know, consistently for over 20 years. It's, how can I be the best drug-free bodybuilder possible on the planet? All right. How can I become the best coach, teacher, and mentor for bodybuilding, fitness, training, life, and motivational speaking? And then the last question was, how can I make a living? Which then we'll talk about that. That's not a good question. How can I make a living? It's easy to make a living, but how can I create wealth for myself and at that time my future family by doing what I love to do and providing value for other people? Right? So those questions have always gone through my head. And if you ask these questions over and over again, you're going to find distinctions. It may not come, and it probably won't come as quickly as you'd like, right? But by asking yourself questions, you're going to identify people and situations and opportunities just by continually asking yourself those questions. So one of the questions was, how can I create my value and inspiration and information for other people doing what I love to do? And one of, you know, this is very outdated now because this is why I remember you, Sonia, back in, it was about 2000. So at that time, you know, internet wasn't as fast. You had the dial-up connection, loading speeds, quality, everything. It isn't like it was now. So what I did is I did all these photo shoots where, you know, all these photo shoots for the magazines, especially like Iron Man, where nobody paid me to do those photos in the photo shoots to grace the cover or, you know, the magazine. Nobody paid me. I did get paid for the articles that I wrote, but as far as the photo shoots, I would go there like a few weeks before my contest, being in great shape, knowing I had these photo shoots, knowing they'd be in the magazines, knowing that these pictures would be around forever. So I worked very hard to be in shape for those pictures, spent my money, my time, airfare, hotel. That I paid for all this. I got nothing except for the future, whatever I could make out of it, how I can use that opportunity later on for something else. But as far as any upfront money, I didn't. So I had this whole collection of pictures and images, right? And so how can I create a win-win situation with this fitness business? And so, again, this is going to sound outdated, but what I did is I got this whole disc, right? This whole disc full of pictures, all these Iron Man pictures or whatever I got. And I put on a disc, and I don't even remember what I charged. Maybe like $24.99. And I remember, I've talked about this, how I've tried so many things, and this is another topic for a podcast, or I could tell you all the things that I've tried, you know, which ones were the 10 out of 10s, those that exceeded my expectations, right? And not too many of those, or fives and fours or ones. Well, that was one I just thought, oh, let me try that out there. And Sonia, you're one of the, probably not more than two or three people that actually purchased that idea, that product. So that's why I remember you so many years. Sonia, hey, thank you so much for all your support, liking, sharing, commenting, the emails that you send me. I appreciate the support. So send me an email right now at skip@skiplacour.com. Sonia, skip@skiplacour.com. I have a free gift for you. All right. And I want to reward you guys for thanking and sharing and keep on doing it. I'm out there watching it. Maybe it's going to be your turn next. I want to talk about something that I really know that can help you. I know this can help you if you can relate to it, right? And I'll tell you, what I'm talking about now was a challenge that I had myself. All right, I just didn't realize how much it was hurting me. All right, and it's something I've talked about a lot with you. And a situation this week hit me straight in the face, and it gave me some frustration, right? It left me shaking my head. But the great thing about doing these podcasts is everything in life can serve me. And most importantly, if it becomes a great podcast and a great lesson, it can serve you too, right? So now when I go through challenges, it's like, wow, this is a great story. And that's exactly the way I look at this, right? And so it was something that was reinforced in me. And I really want you to grab onto this message, all right? Kind of talked about sponsorship. So I took a chance with a particular bodybuilder. And his name isn't important, right? Just saw some potential in there. And I probably went across, I went into it with reservations, because usually if somebody is winning, and I don't mean just winning the contest, I mean they're grinding out, pounding, they're doing what it takes, right? That's because they have this fire in their belly. They have this desire to be the best. They're going to do whatever it takes, find the people in their life to make it happen. If they're not making it happen, so, hey, this may be some tough love for some of you guys out there. I know I could have used this. Is that if you're not making it happen, it's not people in your life. It's not that you're not lucky. It's you have some deficiencies. You know, and you have to understand that. So you look for what your deficiencies are. And it's a challenging thing. You know, I understand. But I took a chance on this guy. His performance, living up to his potential, it isn't even close, okay, to what it should be. Not even close. I've been in this business for a long time. So I reached out. And that was probably my biggest mistake, because if somebody wants it bad enough, they're going to come find you, right? If somebody doesn't really earn something, they don't really earn something, it has no value. So I probably made, you know, a mistake right there. I probably didn't get that person. Now, I thought, wow, this guy is probably in some serious pain. Oh, man, I am going to be a godsend and help him from his pain. But that's how I would feel. If that's, you know, the proof's in what you actually produce in this world, right? And if you're not producing, then maybe you don't have enough pain. Even though you tell yourself that intellectually, you think you're in enough pain, but look, you'd find your way out of it. So, and that was part of the thing, is that as far as like taking advantage of this situation, like creating a win-win, like I would give this person, you know, my knowledge, my expertise, Mass Machine Nutrition supplements, and then that's his win, using my years of experience, help him improve his situation. And then how I would win is because look at all this knowledge and experience in Mass Machine Nutrition supplements. This would be a great success story, and it would come back to me, right? Create value, win-win. He wins, I win, right? So that's the plan. But again, you know, your results in life speak great volumes. So didn't have the results, far, far under what I believe this person is capable of. So I didn't just jump on, hey, everybody, look who I'm working with. Look, this guy is going to be the next guy. He is a mass machine. Now, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to put all my skin in the game first, all my effort, all my energy first. And if it proves to work, if he does his part, right, and puts the effort in, I'll worry about getting my end of the deal later on. Okay, so certain risk. Anytime you deal with people, I mean, look, if I take on somebody for sponsorship, they're representing me and my knowledge and my hard work and my tremendous financial investment and my tremendous investment of time and energy into Mass Machine Nutrition, right? I've got to be careful on who I have represent my company, right? So, you know, we kind of start this process and you know, go back and forth, email, talk on the phone. Didn't necessarily start off the best way. And, you know, my interpretation of the situation is like, Really resistant to some things that I'm talking about, taking a lot of things for granted, not understanding, and then kind of putting it on me like, well, it's going to take a while for us to understand each other. I'm thinking, I am going out of my way. Forget about, I don't know, the $400 of Mass Machine Nutrition supplements that I sent you. Look, my days are stacked already with my company, with my Mass Machine Nutrition, all the other things you see me doing, these podcasts, wife, I've got a new baby who does not sleep on normal schedules. I didn't get enough sleep before, right? I'm getting a lot less sleep now and interrupted. I mean, now it's like I've got to plan my days according to her two-week-old, three-week-old sleeping schedule, right? I have a list that's 10 miles long of all the things that I want to do, right? So it isn't like me going out and doing this. It really, I did it out of passion, not as a good business decision, right? I'm always trying to help people out, looking for people, you know, and getting in for what do I win from that is that I love that satisfaction of helping other people. And maybe I have too much of that. I do that too much and I need to stick more of the proven ways to make money, all right, if this is about a business. Anyway, I guess that's something that I'm figuring out, right? So my point is, it isn't like I have a lot of time, right? And I certainly don't have the time to debate with this. Look, you know, I don't like to play a certain card, but hey, look what I've done versus look what you've done. We need to get in a conversation. I don't need to prove anything to anybody. Not you, not anybody, all right? This is costing me time. And really, right from the beginning, I had a conversation that probably lasted, I wanted to make it last 10 minutes, but it probably lasted an hour and a half. I missed an appointment because I just wanted to kind of finish it out. I've got a baby crying in the background. I've got a tired wife that I could be helping out, but I committed to doing this, right? Anyway, we got through that whole challenge because the way I see it, that whole conversation just did not even get the point of the whole thing, right? And I'll just tell you, he probably doesn't see it this way at all. But again, anyway, so so that conversation, that time to me was wasted, right? Now, let me just tell you something. When, you know, I talk to, oh my God, this is what I need. I always wanted to have somebody to help me. This is just what I need. I was always looking for sponsorship. This is a godsend. All right. You know what? How many gods? And again, as I tell the story, how does this apply to you? Is this something that you want? Are you looking for a mentor to come into your life? Someone to take you under their wing, to show you the ropes? Because in a particular area of life, and you're just waiting, you're saying, if I just had that, oh, my life would go to the next level. My question would be, how many are coming into your life and you're not taking advantage of it or fully, right? That's what the question that I want you to constantly think about as I'm talking about this story. Well, anyway, you go back and forth. He's asking me, you know, some questions and this and that, and more than happy to answer it. And so then he talks about, what do you think of this plan? I'm going to do this contest. I think I need to do this contest to make the impact that I want, right? I've been doing this, like I said, for almost 25 years now. My record speaks for itself, what I've been able to do as a drug-free bodybuilder as far as marketing, business, this and that. Well, I've seen a lot of people come and go. I've seen a lot of people with that same, I'm just going to compete, and then I'm going to be such a great competitor, the world is going to flock to me, and I'm going to make this influence, right? My opinion is that that does not work. There are plenty of great competitors that nobody knows about, right? It's how you market yourself, how many people know who you are and what you're all about, and then what value you provide. And I'll tell you this, it's not a good investment to just concentrate, put your head down, and just win some trophy. A trophy, a contest that there's probably, I don't know, 300 people in the audience that'll probably never hear from you again. I mean, it's what you do on this internet. It's how you make a name for yourself, right? So that strategy doesn't work. And I'll tell you this, even with my career, I worked on both ends. Yes, I became a six-time national champion bodybuilder. I competed. But, you know, I didn't have a job or all these other responsibilities. What I did the rest of my time was to market myself, to write ebooks, to DVDs, real books, all these type of things. The business part, getting out there, being known, letting people know who I am, what I have, the strategies that I've learned to be effective, and then how they can apply it to their lives, how to motivate them. I put just as much time into that rather than just winning the contest. And I really believe that it's a nice thing that people know that I'm a champion bodybuilder, but it's really all the other things is why people know me and see value. All the effort I put into all those other things. As a matter of fact, I could have won 2 national championships, got some great pictures, post them on the internet, and I believe that that would have been just as effective as winning 6. All right? That's my opinion of going through this whole journey and watching other people go through it and what their opinion is. So I'm not just pulling that advice out of my ass, all right? I've gone through it. But again, I thought it was a question that he was asking me. So I said, no, that's not the way to do it. I'll tell you is that I've seen people go down there at blah, blah, blah. And I threw out some people who don't win contests, who are on the internet, who are creating value, have an audience, the Hodge twins. Ian McCarthy, Vince Del Monte, Mark Laubliner, okay? Even a guy like Lane Norton, who has won contests, he's known for the value that he provides everybody, the knowledge, the inspiration, right? Very little is to winning a contest, right? These guys are out there just hustling, hustling, hustling. You know, physiques of greatness. Out there, the Swole Nerd and geez, what's that guy's name? I just was watching a video. That's what the sponsorship one. I just watched him. Right. Okay, these guys are hustling. Nick Wright, right? YouTube videos, and I kind of just gave him some of these examples of these gentlemen I just told you. All right, who aren't pounding down the contest? Repeat. He talked about repeated these contest wins. This guy isn't a young guy either, right? Going down that path, a lot of effort, a lot of time. And so I said, that's not the way to make an impact these guys. And the email that I got back was, well, I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know who these guys are, who you're talking about. But hey, you know, everybody's got to go down their different path. Basically like saying, hey, well, I'm going to go down this path. Hey, I appreciate your pen. Everybody's got a different way about going about it, which let me just tell you this. I don't give a shit what anybody does with their life. If you're happy, if you're getting closer to the goals, go for it. I want you to just be happy and go for your goals. But didn't you ask, didn't you ask me what I thought? All right. You can say, well, who cares? And the other thing was, I don't know who most of those guys you're talking about are. All right. So now, okay. So forget about that situation. Again, I like to give a real life situation so I can pound my point home. So it's just not some motivational speech. I mean, this is a real life situation. As you can see, I'm fired up. You know, I'm using some foul language because I think that's how I'll get the message across more than some generic speech where when you come up with a mentor, you have to listen to your mentor and don't go 90% there. You've got to really follow them, step into his shoes. You may have to do things that are counterintuitive to the way you feel. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, those are just generic motivational tips. This is real, right? So here's the thing. This is the point of the whole thing, right? So this guy's got like 7 weeks and 9 weeks to his contest where, you know, I committed to helping him, enthusiastically committed to helping him, right? As I said, is I want nothing from him for all the effort and time that I would put into it. I, you know, not to mention I've sent him a lot of free information, the products that I sell to you, I gave them to them for free, talked about, you know, the Mass Machine nutrition supplements. I said, I probably forget about my time. I'm probably, as far as retail value, it's probably got about $800 worth of stuff, a couple hours on the phone, emails back and forth, my knowledge, my experience. I've got nothing out of this so far, except for a good story here on this podcast, right? But here's the challenge. This is the other side of it. And this is the reason why I'm telling the story. And again, I'll wrap this up on how this is really about you, and are you making this mistake? So here I am, pretty much told him about my marketing strategy, what I believe that works, right? Now, let me just say this too, as I think that I got an email before, oh yeah, I'm ready to be a Mass Machine representing Mass Machine Nutrition. Well, I just told him what I feel that it takes to get value for my buck, right? To make it work for Mass Machine Nutrition, to make it worth my time. Hell, you want to make this a one-sided deal. Hell, I can forego my family time, sleep five less hours. I can work my ass off for you, help you win a contest. That part's easy if that's what I want it to do. The thing is, how are you going to provide value for me? Now, I just told you how that would provide value to me, and I don't even want you to do it up front. And my advice was just, well, everybody's got different paths to go, and this is my path, right? Forget about it. It's a dumb path, right? That's my opinion. It's a dumb path. I've seen people come and go. Doesn't work. Certainly hasn't worked so far for them, right? And look, I can tell you this. The odds, and number one is you probably think, whoa, Skip, what if he hears this? You know, I have a feeling. I'd be so glad. I would be happy if he listened to this podcast and got this lesson out of it. But the chances are he's never going to listen to this podcast, right? And I'll be so happy to be proven wrong. He's not going to listen to this podcast, number one, which tells me a little something, okay? Number two is, you think all those people that I said are great examples of marketing, about promoting, making something out of themselves, creating value in this fitness business, all those people who said, I don't even know who you're talking about, most of these guys you're talking about. Do you think that he'll cut and paste the email and put them into Google and find out what they're doing and study what they're doing and wondering why this 6-time national champion, Mass Machine Nutrition, bodybuilding coach who's been around forever, why they have caught his attention? Maybe I can study what Ian McCarthy is doing, or the Hodge twins, or Mark Leibliner, so I can incorporate. Do you think that he'll even Google those things? I say no. Unless maybe he bumbles into this podcast, right? And then says, wow, the guy's talking about me. I should look up. But he's not going to look him up, right? Here's where the challenge comes in, right? What motivation do I have? What motivation do I have to, again, break away from my wife, get less sleep, help him win a contest, right? Send him more Mass Machine Nutrition. He's not locking into the value that I want where he asked me, where he can provide the most value for me. He's just taken my mentorship, my help, and then going down his path. It isn't like, hey, Skip, what can I do for you to make the most out of this relationship? Or maybe he thinks winning a lot of contests is the best way to help me, where he pretty much asked me that. I said, nope, that's not it. Right? But here's the thing is, I have all this knowledge. I have very little time. Is what motivation do I have for the next 7 or 9 weeks to stay up until the middle of the night, to get up early, to do real work situations, to help somebody who already told me, he told me he was not going to lock into my plan, right? So now this is just a gut check for me. How much do I do what I say I'm going to do, no matter how enthusiastic, now that I know that it probably isn't going to pay off for me? All right, what is my motivation to stick in there, to give my blood, sweat, and tears? Are you getting this? Are you getting this? Because now you're seeing the other side. So if you're over there saying, man, I just want somebody to take myself over the wing. I wish I had a mentor. I wish Skip would spend some time with me, or this guy, or that guy, or that guy. Other people, they just had coaches or mentors. People took them aside, took an interest, all right? And maybe you have such a great attitude that you spend so much time getting in their presence, right? Oh, show me the ropes. Oh, I'm so happy to spend this time with you. And are you turning them off and not knowing it? You go to them and think, yeah, but, or yeah, that's a nice little theory. You ask them for their opinion. You ask them to help you. You ask them to share their experience. You went to them because obviously they have something that you don't want, and then they tell you what you need to do, and then you're going to keep on doing what you used to do or a version of it, right? And you still want them to help you? You still want them to help you. Bust their ass with everything they're doing. You still want them to help you. And especially if you want that type of mentorship for free, if you were lucky enough for free. All right, that's why I really believe that everybody should pay for everything they get. All the information, if you really want it badly enough, you need some skin in the game, or it's just going to be a nice little story, nice little bit of information, right? And here's the kicker of all this, all right? I'm telling you from my point of view right now, this lit example, I've done that before. I was the biggest schmoozer using situations, helping other people. I would get in situations with mentors, multimillionaires. I'd travel around the country. They'd show me the ropes. I'd do so much work. I mean, real work. Like, you know, one situation is travel around the country with this motivational speaker. Man, I was a six-time national champion, but because I wanted to learn the business, all the inside scoop, I volunteered. I worked in the back room as a salesman. Now, I got commissions, you know, too, did pretty well in that, but I assisted him. I was not the star of the whole thing. People didn't even know who I was in that particular category. I did it for free. All the time traveling, this and that. You know, I got some my expenses paid, like hotels and things like that and flights, but the time I invested that, I had to break down and set up stages, you know, and everything, right? I put a lot of effort into getting into this environment. And you know what? I did a version of the same thing. Like, yeah, but I went 90% there, right? Now, the good thing for me is that I hung in there and I learned, and a lot of this information, I'm not too proud to say that I did that more than one time, right? I did that more than one time. All that effort, all that energy, all that connection, all that smoozing to get in the company of an expert at what they do. And I only use 90% of it. And I look for ways, but this doesn't apply to me. Like, I guess the great thing is I'm using it now, 5 years, 6 years, 8 years later. But what if I would just if I'm going to them, I must have respect for them. If I'm going to them, obviously, I must need improvement in this area. Obviously, they have a track record of success. They've been doing it longer. They know the way I think. They probably thought that way too, and they found a way to make it work. Why don't I give up me? How about for a little? What do I have to lose? Give up me for 3 months, for 6 months, right? Step into their shoes. Walk the way they talk. Listen to every word. Don't say, but I don't think that really applies to me, or everybody's got a different way of going. Well, if you got a different way about going, go do it, and don't waste my time, right? Don't waste your mentor's time. Don't waste your time. All right. But here's another takeaway is so many of you are sitting there thinking, if I just had the breaks, if someone just took an interest in me, nobody is there for me. All right. And let's make this bigger than just the mentor type relationship, gaining knowledge, especially if it's like building muscle or whatever. Right. How many of you want people in your life? You want connection. You want to trust people. You want to create these win-win situations, and you think other people are letting you down, or these opportunities are just not presenting to yourself. I want you to look at yourself, and I want you to ask yourself honestly, is there something about you that is pushing them away? I mean, there's so many things on the internet. People talk about negative people. You got rid of the negative people in your life. Look, if you're not attracting positive people, or you're always around negative people, man, you better look in the mirror. You better, because there's something about you that likes to be with those negative people. With all the people in the world, that's your crowd. Don't point the finger at them. You invited them in their life. There's some reasons to that. And again, this is about self-improvement. It's how do we become better? You got to look at yourself. Do you have people who really want to help you, that want to bust your ass, that want to lose sleep, that want to push their work aside to do stuff for you for free? and you're turning them off because you'd rather be you rather than be the successful version of you that you say you want. Is that happening to you? I can admit it. I've done that. You know? Tell you, if you can get out of this lesson what I'm talking about, you know, if you can get the point, when I hear your feedback, this is huge. This is huge. Because I'll tell you this, now, I really don't believe that, you know, this particular gentleman is going to listen to this podcast. I don't think that he's going to look up all those examples of who I believe that are really creating great, valuable situations on the internet in this business. And so, look, I'm going to do my best because I'm a man of my word to commit to helping him win his contest like I said I was. But can you see where maybe I don't have any motivation or my motivation is going to be really challenging? My motivation is I'm a man who does what I say. But I'll tell you this, most people in life, they're not going to be that motivated. They're not going to be that committed. They're not going to, well, at least this isn't working out for me. I still got 9 weeks left, but it's going to be great podcast material. They're not going to do that. You know, they're just going to go away. Think about the people who just went away in your life. Did you push them away by wanting to be you, right, and really not understanding it? Like I said, I think it would be a real shame if, hey, man, Skip talked to me about Mass Machine Nutrition. Man, he said he was going to help me. Boy, it seemed like he lost interest. What a dick. What a jerk. It's the way it goes in my life, man. Man, all these guys have these sponsorships and their contests and they have these coaches and mentors. Man, I can't catch a break. So this is screwed, man. No, not it at all. But again, what can we learn from this? All right, and like I said, I have a certain amount of empathy. Like I told you, I've done that before. Maybe not, you know, to this extent. And how would you ever hear the other side? I would have loved to, this is what I believe about self-improvement. I would have loved to have had a situation that I worked so hard for, thought it was a great opportunity, have it peter out, and listen to the podcast, knowing the guy was talking about me, hearing it from his side. God, that would have been so massively helpful, not only in that situation, for the rest of my life. So I want you guys to benefit from this too. Like I said, I'm fired up this morning. This isn't this positive Skip guy. This is negative Skip, right? But we learn things through pain, right? Probably more, we learn more through pain than the pursuit of a pleasurable event, right? So I've gone way over my time here on this podcast, but that's our morning connection. Thank you so much again for liking, for sharing. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your comments on this, right? This type of information you find helpful. All right. Thank you for supporting Skiplet's Core's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.